Gnosticism, not to be confused with agnostic, is a doctrine that claims that humans contain a divine spark and evil flesh that we must be free from. I'm going to discuss how Gnosticism impacted the early church on today's episode of the Glowing Coals podcast. Hello, I'm James, and welcome to the Glowing Coals podcast. In the second century, the church fathers wrote extensively of their opposing views against the Gnostic Christians. But what you may not know is that their beliefs infiltrated the early church during the lifetime of the apostles Paul and John. In fact, they both referred to these teachings in their own letters to the churches. Gnostic beliefs existed in one form or another well before the Christian era that combined Greek philosophy and Oriental mysticism. But when some of them became Christians, they infused their Gnostic beliefs with Christianity that ultimately caused trouble for the early church. And because of this, the terms orthodoxy and heresy were born. Paul warns us against Gnostic teachings. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, he says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." So, what do Gnostics believe? Well, first off, they believe that God created the universe, but that it consists of evil matter, including us humans. They also believe that they had secret knowledge passed down to them from Jesus and his disciples. But let's back up a bit and talk about the one Gnostic belief that had both Paul and John warning against in their letters. The Gnostics believed that Jesus was not incarnate, or became flesh. For as I mentioned earlier, they believed all matter to be evil. They claimed that Jesus only took some form of a human to interact with us. The big problem with this belief is that if Jesus was not born in the flesh, then how can he physically die in the flesh on the cross and take away our sins? And not only that, but how could Jesus then be raised from the dead if he had no body to be raised? And if Jesus was not raised from the dead, then we're still in our sins and our faith is of no value. Paul writes about the flesh in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verses 53 through 54 when he says, "For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.'" But the Gnostic Christians believed that they obtained salvation that didn't involve the cross, but by a way that wasn't Christian at all. Paul warns the Galatians about this false teaching in chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. He says, "I'm amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another. Only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed." Near the end of the first century, Gnostic beliefs still plagued the church and had spread far and wide throughout the Roman Empire. The Apostle John warned the followers of Christ against this heresy in his letter in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. He says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world." But by the 4th century, after Constantine converted to Christianity, Gnosticism was ruled to be a heresy which drove the Gnostics underground to eventually reappear once again during the Middle Ages. So, in conclusion, we learn that Gnostic teachings contradict the actual physical birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For all who put their faith in Jesus and what he accomplished for us on the cross will be reconciled to God and saved when receiving, by grace, the free gift of eternal life, a life that is forever with God, our Creator. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God willing, God bless. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Please tell others about this podcast by rating us and leaving a review. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most other platforms. If you are watching on YouTube, please like, subscribe, and leave a comment. And don't forget to click the bell for future notifications.